What's up, guys? This is your host, Chandler T. As always, I'm followed by Ryan H.
Hero.
Except last week.
Hero. He's busy in action. Ben S.
Hello.
And we have a guest host this week, Kevin T. Kevin, say hello.
Hello.
Yes, he's a special guest host that we have this week to join us in this lovely podcast.
A podcast with no name, as it keeps ever changing.
Yeah, we're now called officially the Gamer Buzz Podcast, and
I thought it was the Game Avid Show.
It changed.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, we'll change it next week again. So
probably, but right now we no longer have our website. We are now on a blog on IGN.com. You can find us at people.ign.com/gamerbuzz.
I don't like blogs.
I'll discuss this to you later, Ryan. Okay. But why we got rid of the website? But let's jump right into this. Ryan, what games have you played this week?
A Twitter channel and a Facebook page.
We skipped over something. Screw you, Ryan. Okay. You can on YouTube. All our new videos will be going up on a new channel, Gamer Buzz Video. We have a new. It's the same Twitter account. So if you're already following it, you're okay. But our Twitter username is now Gamer_Buzz, and we also have a Facebook page, Gamer Buzz.
Oh, I'm just gonna tell you right now. There's probably gonna only be like 3 Japanese people that are gonna be on a Facebook page because no one uses Facebook in Japan. No one. Facebook sucks here.
Popular in the U.S.
We only use Twitter.
I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll check you out.
Tell them stuff.
Just saying.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Facebook page right now.
On Twitter, we have 140 followers now. So.
Ooh, I feel special now.
I have 37. Boom!
I have zero likes.
You're getting up.
I have like 232, I think. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for rubbing that in our faces. Anyways, Ryan, what have you been playing this week in games?
Modern Warfare 2, and I realize why I don't play anymore. Star Wars Battlefront 2, which is almost the best game ever. Yeah, I love that game.
Yes,
so
I've been playing that.
Battlefront 2? Oh, yes, I know why. Okay.
Yeah, I've been playing a crap load of indie games that I got like for like $2. Like one of them would be Super Meat Boy on a console apparently, which was really, really bad. And I was thinking about getting Brink, but I played the demo and it's like any other high tech future game. So
yeah.
I decided not to get that.
It didn't get any good reviews either.
Yeah.
It got like an average of like a 6.5, I think, on Metacritic, so that's pretty bad.
Oh, I've been also playing Homefront, too.
It had the potential for being the next eSport, but apparently it sucks, so.
Homefront and StarCraft 2, and that's it.
StarCraft, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And Chandler, you need to get that.
I'm planning on getting it, but.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive, so I don't blame you.
It's a bit too much.
And Amanda just got it, so we can all play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hello. She's in Spain now. She will probably never play.
No, she didn't bring it, but when she gets back.
Oh, that's nice. So in 7 months, we can play it together. Okay.
I'll be sure to get it by then.
You'll just forget, and then you won't even want to play it.
Okay, Ben, what have you been playing this week?
Well, as you know, I've been playing Neverwinter Nights recently,
like,
still as usual,
like
as
always.
I have to. It's not really a play, it's more on kind of sort of DMing there.
Yeah.
I have been playing at work Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right.
Yes.
Nice.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. It's amazing. I've never had such a Lego game in my life.
That's hilarious.
The only Lego series I played is Star Wars.
I've been playing Demon's Souls as well.
Oh, I have 38 followers.
And I've also been playing The Longest Journey, an old game there.
Longest? I've heard of that.
Never heard of it.
It's on Steam.
Isn't that a fairly new game?
It's on Steam right now. Isn't that fairly new?
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Kevin, what have you been playing this week?
Well, the usual. Some StarCraft 2.
Yes.
Played with my sister. Then, of course, Call of Duty 4, been scrimming and practicing and stuff. And played some Nightfire on the PlayStation 2.
Nice.
And Star Wars Battlefront 2. James Bond Nightfire.
Yeah, it's a very classic. Old game.
It's classic.
We used to play that for hours every time we hooked up.
Whoa.
Okay, any not just okay. Just ignore that. Okay, what I've been playing this week, I played, let's see, The Lord of the Rings Online. I played some Call of Duty. I actually did jump into a Lego game this week, Ben, because my PS3, the power went out in my house the other day when the hurricane hit.
Yeah, Hurricane Irene came.
Yeah, and so I was playing my PS3 while it hit, and the power shut off, okay? And so when it came back on, I tried to turn my PS3 back on, it wouldn't turn back on. So I played my Wii. That's the only other console I have is the Wii. And I couldn't play on my computer because it wasn't connected to the internet. So I played the Wii, and the only game I have on the Wii is Lego Star Wars. So
you don't have Super Smash Brothers?
I don't have anything.
You don't have Super Mario Galaxy?
No, I don't have Mario Galaxy.
Oh man!
I don't buy any games on the Wii.
Just give me your Wii. Just give me your Wii.
The games I have on the Wii are from 4 years ago.
Those are still good games.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have Mario Galaxy. He's be shocked.
I'm sorry.
I don't have Mario Galaxy.
You'd be shocked too.
I don't have a Wii either, so that doesn't matter.
That's fine.
I jumped into some Homefront Online. I ranked up 11 levels, I think. Played it for 5 hours the other day.
That game makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense, but online's actually really, really fun. Homefront. It's nothing new though. They basically take all the good stuff from Call of Duty and all the good stuff from Battlefield, and then they just mix it together.
It's like the Rift
of MMOs.
It also mixed a bit of racism. Okay. That game.
Everyone loves a bit of racism, especially here on this podcast.
Every now and then.
I played some Medieval 2 Total War.
I'm never playing that game again.
After your bad experience the last time.
I saw a good movie last night.
You saw a good movie? I saw a good movie last night. I saw Taken.
Oh, I watched that 2 days ago.
Liam Neeson, everyone loves
Liam Neeson. Good movie. He's a badass.
I've gotten Blu-ray extended.
That movie annoyed the shit out of me. Just watching some 50-year-old guy running around.
Yeah, it was pretty unrealistic. They missed every shot.
He's Liam Neeson. Godly.
Yeah. I mean, he basically could have just pulled out his lightsaber and it would have been awesome. Last night I watched Horrible Bosses, and that movie's hilarious.
Horrible Bosses.
I was watching Spaceballs yesterday.
Okay.
That's a brilliant film.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
Moving into games released this past week, this is a new segment I decided to throw in here just to quickly. We're not going to really talk about them unless someone wants to, but we're just going to run down the list in case anybody was wondering what games that have come out in the previous week, since we're moving into the fall season, and that's where all the big games start stocking up on the shelves. So I decided.
Isn't fall here.
Well, it's
more
about to be fall. Okay, so shut
us.
Up. No.
Not
no.
For us.
Okay.
More,
well, anyways.
More going into summer, kind of.
Going. How is it going in the summer?
Do you know how weather works?
Seasons different in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything. Okay. Anyways, Stellar. Stellar Impact came out this week for the PC. Fighting Fantasy Talisman of Death came out for the PSP.
Never heard of it.
Is this a card game? I'm looking at it. I'm quite disappointed. I was thinking, this might be quite good. And then found out it's a card game.
It's a card game? The PSP game?
Oh, no. It features a tarot card character generation system.
Okay.
Nothing
I'm interested in. Hamilton's Great Adventure came out for the PS3. Street Three, Third Strike Online Edition came out for the 360 and the PS3. Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Best game ever.
You got it?
No, on my Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Hamilton's Great Adventure. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Deus Ex came out for the 360, PS3, and the PC. Backbreaker Vengeance, which is a popular iOS and Android title, came out. It was ported over to the PS3. Came out. You can get it on the PSN if you want right now. Crazy Machines Element came out for the 360. Hole in the Wall came out for the.
Sounds like a porn movie.
For the 360, and King Arthur Fallen Champions came out for the PC. PC. Okay. Anybody interested in any of these titles?
Deus Ex and Hamilton's, that's it. The rest of them sound like porn movies. Especially Hole in the Wall.
Okay.
That's what's called Glory Hole in the Wall.
That definitely sounds a bit.
Mm-hmm. Hole in the Wall.
That's a horrible name for a game.
It is. What is it about?
It's a porn game.
What is it about? I don't know. It's a
I'll
porn
take a guess.
Game.
So,
I'm you're a guy, it. And you go around and see how much pussy you can get.
Life can be so fair. Let it go on along. Okay. Anyways. Moving on to the latest gaming news. Gunner can't keep a straight face. Okay. Gunner Optics has created a pair of glasses that can ease your eyes that can ease your impending eye strain during late night gaming sessions, and it's been specially made for Modern Warfare 3. They utilize the company's i-AMP technology and features custom spring hinges, a magnesium alloy frame, and wide coverage lenses. As per usual, Gunner's eyewear aims to reduce eye fatigue and glare through precise lens geometry, tinting, and lightweight structural design. For those who wear glasses, they can also get these lenses suited to your prescription. They will be available at Best Buy at the end of August for $99.
So this is what you call the ultimate
for the hardcore
geeky games. Need. The hardcore Modern Warfare 3.
I mean, the only
people.
Time I've seen anyone use them is like pros.
They already have something close to that. Like you can when you go to the eye doctor's office, you can check off something, and they have something really close to that, and it's like cheaper. So
I don't know
unless
what, but
stay up all
when you
night.
Said that, I was thinking playing
Modern Warfare
3. These
are designed for Modern Warfare 3.
Unless you stay up all night playing Modern Warfare 3 with your pants down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin does.
I didn't play with him off, not down.
Oh, okay.
That's so much better.
Going all the way.
Pending eye strain.
Go hard or go home.
You don't have to use these for Modern Warfare 3.
Or you can just sit super close to the TV.
Yeah, I've seen people use them for Halo.
You can stare straight into the TV, like 2 inches away.
Yeah, but then you miss everything above you to your sides.
Why would you need to see?
Anyways,
okay,
let's move
on.
Kirby's upcoming Wii Adventure, Kirby's Return to Dream Land, will be hitting store shelves on October 24th. The title, which supports both single-player as well as four-player co-op, will feature classic Kirby gameplay, letting players copy the abilities of defeated enemies to use as they see fit. This release will be the second new Kirby game to hit the market this year, following Kirby Mass Attack for the Nintendo DS, which also releases on September 19th.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to sound like an asshole saying this, but I wasn't listening to anything you just said. I'm like watching a cooking show right now, so
okay.
Just saying.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Does anybody here even play Kirby? Oh, I don't.
Who doesn't love a bit of Kirby?
I played it in the past.
I loved Kirby back in the day.
No, I never played, but I was always Kirby on Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, Kirby was amazing in Super Smash Bros.
Kirby was the
he
best.
He was overpowered.
He's the only character.
That's why no one likes. That's why in competitions or tournaments or whatever, he's not allowed to be played.
Really? He's not allowed to be played?
He's not allowed to be played because he's that good.
Now I know why Kevin always used to play Kirby. Okay. Yeah. Rich, I was always stuck with like fucking. Okay, anyways.
I used to play as Pikachu. Like, there's like three of us being Pikachu, and every time someone came down, we just cast thunder.
I always played as Luigi. Because Luigi's so bad, I always played as him. So, okay, so
the only other character I was Samus.
Oh, I know why.
Link.
Hey, yo.
I know why as well, yeah.
Originally released in arcades, Sega today confirmed it's bringing Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown to the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade. This new version includes a full overhaul of the game's mechanics, balance, and animations, in addition to new game modes, fighting arenas, customizable character items, and playable characters.
Wait a minute, Virtua Fighter 5?
Yep.
I think I've got that. I do have it. It's on PS3.
Well, it's...
the old one, anyway.
Yeah. They're just bringing it to the digital market, basically. So you don't have to go out and get the box copy.
I suddenly felt it ripped off.
Okay.
It's not... I don't find it that good. I find it pretty slow-paced for my liking. Yeah.
I've never played it.
Anyways, go.
Dungeon Defenders, which is a popular handheld title on the iOS, and previously on the PSP, they released a title the first year the PSP came out. It's been a pretty popular title, but anyways, it's getting a release date for their new game that's coming to most download markets on October 19th, 2011.
It's
just called Dungeon Defenders.
Sorry, I was getting bored. Sounds like a great game.
Oh god, that sounds a bit kinky. This whole show today has been more kinky.
There's no good news.
Oh, the wall. Dungeon Defenders.
Telltale Games confirmed today that the company is targeting a November 15th release date for Xbox, PC, and PlayStation 3 versions of Jurassic Park the game. No one's going to play it, so just...
all the good news came out of Gamescom. This is the crap news we're getting out of PAX.
People won't care about this. We'll just skip to the next few.
Officially making a debut on February 14th, 2012, exclusive PS3 title.
Twisted Metal. Combat. That's actually a very popular PS3 title.
CEO.
Okay.
That's nothing.
We might care about the Apple one.
I just threw this in because it's actually interesting. Steve Jobs resigned as Apple's CEO. But he didn't leave Apple. He's now the chairman of the board, and their stocks have dropped 20 points since his resignation.
Puberty? What? What?
I know, Kevin.
Lonesome Road, the fourth DLC for Fallout New Vegas, will be available on Xbox Live, PSN, and Steam on the 20th of September. The add-on pack will cost 800 Microsoft points and $9.99 on PSN and Steam.
Wait. Fourth DLC? Did I miss the first? I've missed two of them somewhere.
Fourth DLC?
I know there was a. I saw the first one. When was the second and the third?
I've only played the standard game. I don't normally play DLCs.
DLCs are fun.
I just move on.
I played the.
I wasted like 40 hours on that game. I'm done with it.
Hardcore mode.
Anyways, a new gaming laptop has been announced from Razer.
So
the Razer Blade. They are trying to call this the first actual gaming laptop, since all the other gaming laptops are just basically desktop replacements that you can take with you. This one actually is just a replica, basically, of the MacBook Pro, but black, the black version. It weighs at 6.97 pounds, which is lighter than the MacBook Pro, and it is a full 0.10 inches thinner than the MacBook Pro, 0.88 inches thick. It is loaded to the core with 8 gigs of RAM and a dual-core Intel Core i7 processor, which is standardly clocked to 2.8 gigahertz, a 320 gig hard drive, which is actually fairly small, and a NVIDIA GeForce GT55M with 2 gigs of RAM, which this graphics card isn't actually that powerful. It can run most games at medium to high settings. It can't really... You won't be able to play any of your games at the max settings, so don't plan on getting.
However,
the Razer maintains that the Blade will deliver the performance gamers expect, running RPGs and shooters with high detail at 30 FPS or more. But for all the specs that you get in this laptop, it's $2,800.
I can get you a discount.
I see that Kevin's busy doing some other things while you're talking.
I think he is. Yeah. What are you touching? Put that down.
What?
Disgusting.
Okay.
And
anyways.
Anyway, 320 gig hard drive isn't that bad. I think
it's $2,800, which is
enough.
That's total.
It's enough.
That's not enough for what you're getting.
It is enough.
You can. I know that it's thin and light compared to laptops such as Alienware, but
I know it's enough because I got 320.
Well, I mean, for the price, for what you get for the price, it's terrible. It's completely overpriced.
$2,800, that's too much.
Yeah, like, even though Alienware laptops are, like, pretty clunky and everything, but you can get a model three times as powerful than this in an Alienware laptop for the same price.
Yeah.
It's, no, don't.
You can build a computer for, like, $400 and
basically, for the same specs, yeah.
People don't ever buy a Razer Blade.
I only buy Razer products.
I would actually be interested in buying this if it was maybe around $1,000 or such, but not $2,800.
The only Razer stuff I buy is the mouse, the headset, and all that stuff. That's it.
I don't have any Razer products.
Even those are expensive. Really expensive. But they're really good.
Yep. Microsoft has snagged up an exclusive deal for the first two pieces of Skyrim DLC. The first add-on packs will appear on Xbox Live for 30 days before appearing elsewhere, such as the PSN and Steam networks. Details of what the DLC will contain or when it will be available have not yet been released.
This always happens.
Free
this has happened in Oblivion.
Really awesome, but in the
it's
end, you're going to get a better one at the end game. There we go. That's your DLC.
It happens on most major titles. Xbox always gets the DLC first. So just Call of Duty. You get 30 days early.
Or you get new skin.
We still get it anyway on the PSN. But still.
You get 30 days late, though.
Microsoft. You deserve to be burned.
Okay.
It's going to be shit.
Like, I think Skyrim may end up... I'm going to say this. Skyrim's going to be a disappointment. Oh.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to agree with that.
I think it'll be a decent game.
It's overhyped. It's overhyped.
It's definitely overhyped, but it's not. If you play, I don't know. RPGs are terrible on consoles. You need to play an RPG on a computer. I said it.
Skyrim has pretty much shown to have the same system to me, except with new different things, new abilities.
And a really cool trailer.
Dragon and you can dual wheel.
Viking guys screaming. Blah, 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 blah.
And you can dual wheel. That's all it seems to me. And there's dragons. There you go.
Ooh,
that's what it seems.
Pretty much every single RPG out there has a freaking dragon in it.
Yeah.
The only game I play with dragons is probably RuneScape. That's it.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Amazing dragons.
Didn't she used to be a game designer on RuneScape?
Don't never speak of it again.
Did you really?
He was. When he lived in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was this? I played RuneScape ages ago. Everyone's played RuneScape.
At least once. At least. I got my character to like 120 before I quit.
Oh my God.
I got 62 or 63.
And I did all the bosses. I did all the quests. I got all my skills in
99. I did the free quests.
And that's it.
Got my full rune.
Is that game free to play?
Yeah. But the F2P sucks, to be honest.
Yeah.
Unless you're PvPing.
Okay. Monday Night Combat, the third-person shooter released last summer on Xbox Live Arcade and Steam, is getting a free-to-play sequel called Super Monday Night Combat.
Super Monday Night Combat!
You know it's better when Super's in front of the name.
Yeah.
I know it's better.
Or like a Street Fighter.
It's actually not, it's a shooter.
Like a Super Meat Boy. Like a Superman.
Our last bit of news here. Fans can expect the same basic gameplay. This is for the upcoming Dota 2. They've released some gameplay information at PAX where basically the gameplay is the same as the original Dota. Two teams are trying to destroy each other's money ball while building defense turrets and employing helper drones. It's heavily inspired by Dota 1 and League of Legends. So what's new? Teams are now 5-on-5 instead of 6-on-6. One additional skill and upgrade slot and matches are going to last longer. There'll be new bots, larger and more open areas, new characters, and players can equip up to 25 endorsements.
Matches already last super long.
I would say this is shit. There we go, the explicit bit there. I've got the explicit, I want to get that claimed. Other than that, actually it probably won't be, because it's free to play, and I'm happy with that. Free to play, who doesn't love a bit?
How does that make it better?
It makes everything better. Look at World of Tanks. Yeah, there you go.
World of Tanks is total shit. Don't even go there.
World of Battleships. Yeah.
No. This is even worse. Anyways,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh god, there's a fly in my eye. Oh, get out of there.
On that note, moving into feature topics, Ryan, you're not allowed to participate in this first topic if you already know, but what will Nintendo announce? What?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to talk.
Never okay.
Mind. Oh, I got the show so out.
This is what we're okay. This is where, okay. What is Nintendo, what is Nintendo going to announce at the upcoming Tokyo Game Show? Nintendo plans to hold a conference just days before Tokyo Game Show. We have heard from Nintendo of America that an industry event is in fact happening, though no further details are known. A spike in the company's stock price added to a flurry of rumors, meaning a big announcement is highly likely.
So, Ryan, you've not allowed to say at them, right?
It works for Nintendo, so he can.
I'm going after Hellmarch. I'm going to the game show after Hellmarch.
Oh, get a video camera.
Okay.
I think it's the 3DS redesign. I've seen tons of rumors on pretty much every single major gaming website on the internet that they plan on redesigning the Nintendo 3DS. So it'll be coming out in early 2012, where is going to try to rival the PlayStation Vita with dual analog sticks, and they also think they're going to be decreasing the 3D.
And you, my friend, are spot on. You have a British accent there, but I kind of failed at it, so you know Ben's going to have to do that.
Why would they try to decrease the 3D though, and that's the entire selling point for the device?
What? I wasn't listening.
Rumors have popped up on like IGN and GameInformer.com and websites such as that they're decreasing the 3D performance.
Why?
Why would they do that? What's the point of taking that out?
I mean,
making people not throw up as much.
Why?
That's the only thing there is.
That's not Ryan talking, by the way.
That's me talking.
That's Kevin. That's Kevin talking.
And that's Kevin whispering in the background.
Lie. It's a lie. See, I told you. See, yeah.
Okay.
Shut up.
Ben, what do you think they're announcing at their press conference?
Your mom.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
You're so mature.
Yeah, what was the question directed at who?
You. Who's that you? What are they
Is
going
it me?
To announce? Yes. What are they going to announce?
How shall I know? I don't work for Nintendo.
What do you think they're going to announce?
The Wii. They might show more of the Wii U.
Damn, I dropped my chopstick.
And there you go. that was a point of showing that we're on the ball. It's probably going to be the Wii U. Some point of it.
Hmm. I would like to see a controller redesign so that you can actually buy more of them.
Because it looks a bit ridiculous.
I think it's too big, and two, the fact that you can only have one of them, and they won't be selling any more, and in order to play with more than one person, you'd have to either share the remote or use Wii remotes. I just think that's a stupid concept. I want a controller redesign. I want a controller redesign. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ryan. I hate it.
Don't be a game designer. Be a doctor because you get all the hot Japanese babes. And you're a game designer.
Okay.
Really?
Kevin, you're not
a big
designer.
I've been trying to become a doctor. I'll tell you this. I have been trying to become a doctor.
No,
so
no,
I'm going
no,
to...
You know, like, ever since I got into this business, I've been dreaming about becoming a doctor instead.
I'm going to Japan then.
Because being a doctor is awesome. I mean, you get all this surgical stuff and... If there's a Japanese infection where they start talking about mental disabilities and your apples going green and blue apples and green stuff coming out of your eyes.
Wait. Blue apples? What?
Yeah, because it's like some sort of mental infection where your mind fools you into seeing reality into different colors.
That's called colorblindness.
No. Because colorblindness would be like green black.
No, but we're colorblind. Just everything is a different color. Like
no, it's not colorblind. It's messing with your mentality.
Moving on from the color of apples.
still,
Kevin, you're not a big Nintendo fan. Do you think they're going to announce anything special at this conference?
Who are you talking
Me?
To?
I'm talking to Kevin.
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think they're going to talk about?
I have no idea.
And there you've had it, folks. Okay.
I guess host knows everything here.
Yes.
Well, I mean, how would I know?
Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh my god, I'm bleeding.
What? From a chopstick.
Oh my god. What? Okay.
Thank you. From a chopstick.
Moving on to our second and final feature topic. GameStop has pulled OnLive free voucher codes from its free PC from its PC copies. Deus Ex Human Revolution was removed from store shelves after the company discovered a redeemable voucher for a competing service OnLive that was included, which allowed players to access an additional copy of the game. GameStop said this morning that it does not want to promote its competitors. We pulled the coupons because, like all retailers, we prefer not to promote our competitors and their competing offerings and services in our stores. The company said, unfortunately, the coupon was packed without our prior knowledge.
Holy shit, Borderlands is $7.
Right. And there's another feature topic for us people here.
Oh my god, Borderlands is $7. The original Borderlands is $4. People get it. It's like, get it.
Anyway, we're back to the main feature topic.
Ben, do you think it was right for...
$7. Oh, sorry.
Yes. I think
Do you think it was right for them to tell their employees to take the codes out of the boxes since it directly competed with their company?
I think it was right because all retailers do that. It's a business. So
they took off. Yes. They didn't take the coupons out, did they?
Yeah, they opened up the boxes.
They took out. I mean, I thought they just took the whole.
Did they put? Did they take the game away, or did they?
Now the PC version of the game is no longer sold in the store, but this happened a few days after this whole thing started. What they did was when the game first went on sale, they figured out that these voucher codes were inside, so they took the codes out. Everybody started complaining to them, giving GameStop a bunch of crap, and so a few days later, they eventually took the entire game off the shelf. But do you think it was right for people to give GameStop crap for taking out the voucher codes?
They opened up all the boxes and took them out.
Yeah. Because apparently
they should just stop selling it.
Yeah.
They should stop selling it. What is OnLive, by the way? I need to know this.
It's a service that
it's like
EA version.
No, it's like Netflix for video games.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to have a gaming computer. It streams the game via a Wi-Fi internet connection to your computer, so you basically can run any PC game at like medium to high settings without any hardware.
However, this
need a monitor.
This voucher would only last for how long?
It was unlimited.
It's unlimited?
Yeah. But the reason they took it out...
Damn you, GameStop.
The reason they took it out, though, was because next year, GameStop plans on releasing the same kind of service, but it would stream games to consoles as well. Technically what they want to try to do is you would actually be able to play Xbox 360 games on your PC or PS3. So the reason they took it out is because it directly competes with their upcoming service. So
that's pretty impressive. You could play PS3 games with it.
That's what they want to do, but it's not confirmed.
That's impossible. It's not gonna happen. It can't happen.
It actually can if they just reprogram the controllers. Whatever. I don't know what they do with
that.
But
the companies will be so angry. happy with the money.
They will, but it's possible because you don't need the hardware. They just stream it to your console.
But it's really hard to say because it upsets the people, the customer people, obviously.
Yes. It would be cool to see. It would solve the universe.
They wanted their OnLive free voucher code, obviously. I mean, it probably says on the packaging itself, on include free OnLive voucher code. Yes. Probably, right? And if you didn't have that there and you looked inside, you would complain. It's meant to be there. On the other hand, as you said, their GameStop are trying to do the same thing. But due to this current stint that they did, I'd say that's probably lost them a few things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody have any additional comments on this?
No.
So I just... everyone's thinking, what? Is everyone just nodded off?
Awkward silence moment. Thinking about you.
What are you guys talking about? Sorry.
Apparently, Ben thinks we're thinking about his sexy body, so...
I'm just watching like Japanese comedy show. Like,
I was gonna say he's watching it right now. I'm like, what? What? How the hell are you doing that?
I am watching it. There's a TV right next to me.
Damn.
Okay.
I went to Japan last summer.
Oh, where'd you go?
Tokyo.
No, where? Of course.
Everyone goes there.
Yeah. My aunt used to live there, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a nice information.
I probably don't know her, so, you know.
Probably not.
Anyways. Moving on to our next segment, games. This is where we talk about games that we all recommend playing or games that are coming up later this year that we recommend getting.
There's a lot.
Okay, who's going first?
Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3.
Kevin's our guest host, so we need to be honest.
Hey,
Kevin, any games that you recommend playing or upcoming games?
Oh, Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3, and Assassin's Creed, the new one.
The typical.
Those three are coming out there. The
big three. Yes, they are.
Alright, those are the only ones I know.
Skyrim.
Ones that I recommend playing. StarCraft 2.
Yes.
Obviously. Love. And.
Anyways, yeah, okay, shut up. No offense.
And you're a big Call of Duty player too, right, Kevin? So, yes. What do you think is the best game to play competitively on there? I know you like playing ProBot on Call of Duty 4.
That's the best one.
It's the best one.
Yeah, if you're playing on PC, not for console though.
Yeah. Can't you play? Isn't there some way that you can play ProBot though on console?
Yeah, but no one plays it.
Oh. Okay. Ben, what's your recommendation?
Right. I'm gonna try and milk this for 20 minutes now.
Milk this?
No, I won't milk it. Basically, I'm looking at the time and how much we've got left. Basically,
how much we got left?
Retros. Vagrant Story.
As much time as we want.
Ages ago. Vagrant Story.
What?
Don't you? Vagrant Story.
Wait. Start off from the beginning. I have no idea.
I know, that's what I'm thinking, dude.
Vagrant Story. I don't know how else to say it. It's a Square Enix, a Square Soft game even. It's how old it
probably
is.
Probably sucks.
It doesn't actually. It's amazing.
Nom.
Basically, you've seen the artwork in Final Fantasy XI, how the sprites everything looks like, correct?
Scratching. What?
Everyone. Yeah. You just ignore it. I'm right then. I'll stay quiet. But anyway, it's more of a, it's an RPG for PS1.
PS1.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
But you can also get on the PSN network. On the PSN, so it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah.
That makes more sense.
It's fine. I've just covered. That's what I'm saying. You should go buy it.
Is it one of those PS Mini things that they're trying to do?
No, it's not. No, it's a very old game. It's completely.
Sorry, I'm
sorry. RPG, as I said. You can create weapons, you can create random materials. And it's a fun game. Starring a character called Ashley Wright. But onto more actual big games. Actually, I'm gonna still say it's Rusty Hearts. I'm gonna say it's every time, as I said before. Everyone
it's not even out.
It's closed beta. But it might as well not be closed beta because you can get a beta key easy enough now. Unless you're Riot and you can't even play it.
Shut up. Probably not available in my country.
Recommendation wise for up and coming games,
Dark Souls.
Yes, Dark Souls.
Nice.
And Bastion, it's actually already out.
Yeah, I was thinking
of it. Obviously, get that as well. It looks fun.
And hey, found a ring.
Go for it. And as you hear here, Ryan's found a ring.
Proud of him.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, what are your recommendations?
Okay, Borderlands, since it's like only $4, I mean, you'll find that in the back of your couch. Counter-Strike Complete, $7. Dead Island, Warhammer, Portal 2, Bastion, Bastion, Metro 2033.
Massive long list.
Oh, you got that? You got that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so Deus Ex. And yes. I recommend Terraria, Red Orchestra, Cossacks, From Dust. Don't get Black Ops. It's still $60, which is stupid. It's been out for so long.
I know.
Get Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Yes, that too. if you don't want the Counter-Strike Complete Pack, I recommend getting Counter-Strike Source and maybe Counter-Strike.
Actually, I wouldn't recommend getting it anymore because in a few, like 2 months or something like that, they are coming up. They're coming out with the redesign. Offensive. Yeah, it's they redesigned the original Counter Source.
Except it's $7. $7.
Yeah, true. If you want to get the very old version of Counter Strike, go ahead. But new version, true, so it's up to par with the current generation of consoles, is coming out in like 2 months. So.
Well, I still recommend playing the classic games because Counter Strike Source had its little feeling whenever you own someone with that really overpowered AK-47. Anyways, yeah, that's the game that I recommend. And Tantalus, that's it.
Cool. I'm actually going to go ahead and recommend Counter-Strike, Geo, even though we just talked about
offensive.
It. Global Offensive. That's what Offensive
is. Anyone who's stupid.
Okay. But the cool thing about it is you can play it on any console or, like, it doesn't matter what system you play for, you're still playing with the same people online. And each console, and for the computer, you can use a controller. You can use a gamepad is what they call it. I'm not sure what's on the gamepad, but you can use a gamepad, and you can use a keyboard and mouse, and even on the consoles, which is pretty cool. I like that.
Brilliant.
Yes. But the problem is, if you play it on consoles and you use a controller, you're going to get your ass kicked. So, because people on the PC are just going to destroy you.
They will.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will.
PC sounds amazing. Easier for that.
Yeah. I also recommend Left 4 Dead 2. Another DLC just came out for it like last week or something. It was free. Added yet again another campaign from the original Left 4 Dead. So basically, pretty much almost every single campaign is now on Left 4 Dead 2 that are from Left 4 Dead 1. If you can get Left 4 Dead 2 and get two games for one for the same price as Left 4 Dead 1, so good deal.
However, you still won't get the fun maps that is in Left 4 Dead 1.
Yeah, you won't get Silent Hill.
You won't go for the modding. We've said this before. Yes. We like the custom maps and we like the modding of Left 4 Dead 1. However, the modding for some of Left 4 Dead 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, well, I downloaded the McDonald's map the other day.
Why would you do that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because we're doing.
Yeah.
What is in this map?
You're just in a McDonald's and yeah.
And
zombies come into McDonald's and try to kill you.
Zombies attack you while you're eating at McDonald's.
Yeah, pretty much.
That
brilliant.
Typical American. That's all I have to say about it.
He's a typical American. Where we have Silent Hill.
Carries around an AK-47.
Amazing puzzles. And you end up with McDonald's. Wow.
Every American ends up
Has anyone played Killing Floor?
No.
You guys all deserve to go to hell.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we just lost
Kevin. Where did Kevin go?
I don't know.
He's already lost us. He's bored of us. So goes our guest hosts.
Here goes our guest host.
To Kevin for joining us.
He left. That cheeky son of a...
Without saying goodbye. We're not ever coming back again.
Oh, there he is.
He's offline.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's offline.
Wait, there he is.
Let's
and
see.
Say,
I'm trying to think.
You're not ever back on here ever again. For ditching
what
us
are
like
you
this.
Ranting on about?
How dry, Kevin.
Yeah.
Call failed. Okay.
Never again.
That's nice. Okay, he hates us. Anyways, upcoming games to recommend. Let me go ahead and recommend pretty much every single big title coming out this fall in the past episode, so I don't really want to repeat myself back-to-back weeks.
All the younglings like Chandler.
Anyways,
have a great adventure.
We just lost Kevin again. Anyways, I'm going to recommend, what's it called? I already forget what the game's called. I lost my train of thought. Reckoning Kingdoms of Amalur. That's what it's called. Reckoning Kingdoms of Amalur.
Hole in the Wall if you want some action.
It's the other way around. I forget which way the title goes. Is it Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning? Or is it the other way? Do you guys know?
Mini-san, tofugu de gozaimasu. Haniko, zonju de onage shita.
Exactly.
And that's okay. My message to anyone.
So anyway, I'm just going to call it Kingdoms of Amalur. That's what it is. Okay. Anyways, I recommend that. It's an upcoming RPG coming out in the middle of a bunch of other big ones, such as Skyrim, which is probably going to be the highlight of this fall. Even though Ben thinks it's going to be a disappointment, it's still going to do amazingly well, I think.
I'd really appreciate it. Anyone who's watching this, subscribe to Tofugu and Runny 999. Just saying on YouTube.
Why'd you steal my thunder?
And also,
he's trying.
Please also subscribe to Habichikan and Daichen. Daichen, if anyone who likes guitars out there, he'll post up guitar lessons. Yeah, those
however,
are just, okay. Those are my Japanese friends. I need a
link to the podcast itself. Subscribe to us, maybe.
No, don't subscribe to us. We suck.
Okay.
That's true.
Moving on to community feedback. We don't have any community feedback like we did last week, but we do.
Making us feel all depressing. God.
We do have this. On our blog. We now have 50 followers in our first week.
50 of heroes.
And we actually did. We actually just bumped up 7 followers in the past hour on Gamer Buzz. So on our Twitter account. So yeah.
How many followers do we have on Twitter?
147 followers on Twitter, 50 followers on our blog.
So. What do we actually post on Twitter? I never look at it.
Pretty much nothing. Sometimes, if I remember, I go on there and post a link to our new podcast episode. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that really it?
That's pretty much it.
I'm going to... Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to put something on there right now, then.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're going to see... No, this isn't going to end well. Right.
What? I wasn't listening.
Exactly.
You never listen.
Yep, this is for the past.
Never say anything important.
Anyways,
are we done? Are we done?
We are basically done. Moving into our last segment, which is where we wrap up the show. Where you can find us, if you're wondering where you can find us, you can find us on iTunes, which is where you can subscribe to us. Our title for the podcast is Gamer Buzz's Podcast. You can find us on our blog at IGN.com, which is where the exact link is people.IGN.com/gamerbuzz. You can find us on YouTube at GamerBuzzVideo. You can find us on Twitter at Gamer_Buzz and Facebook at GamerBuzz. Do you guys want to shout anything where they can follow you guys?
You don't have to follow me.
Even though Ryan just pretty much said everything.
Just add me on Steam, really. If you try to follow me on Twitter, I'll just...
You could add me on Steam.
Speaking of Steam, I have my Steam account on our IGN blog. After the show, give me your guys' Steam accounts, like your Steam account ID, and I can put it on our blog so people can send you friend requests there. Sorry. Okay. While I remember.
See everyone. Bye bye. Okay, I'm gone.
This isn't actually the end yet. We've still got plenty of other things to go.
And he's lying.
We've already lost him. So it's back to just me and you again.
Okay.
This is going well.
Thank you guys for tuning into episode 4. We hope we see you back next week at episode 5 if we're still around then. And Ben, I'm shutting you up now because I'm ending the podcast.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. Some other beginning.